can't be that, you know, it's hard, but it ain't that hard. Otherwise, these guys wouldn't be doing it. And I want what they got. I want their income. I want their life. But how can I got to make that happen? And so step by step, over 40 years, you know, this stuff, eventually, with them talking to you, try it every day, be internally, Richie, I mean, every day, you know, we're in the office, we're trying new stuff, and then the next day we try something new. But guess what? Here's what I told them here. Every knife in the world started dull. Every knife ever made started dull. But then it got sharpened. And if you got a sharp knife, something had to happen to cause it to be sharpened and to stay sharpened. And people start dull. They start with potential, but they need to be focused. They need to be taught. They need to, you know, they need to go through the process of becoming, you know, effective, you know, where they can make things happen. And I had to go through that. And the clearer you are, that once you start taking the guesswork out, now all of a sudden you spend your time doing rather than trying to figure stuff, you know, be, you know, thinking and analyzing, and you can start making progress. And if you because now you can get excited, and now you can get other people excited because you don't have so much question mark, and because you figure out how you can do it, and that turns you loose. That really just throws oxygen inside your internal engine, because you say, I can let myself go for this now because this can happen to me. And, John, when you go at this, can you think of a better way of describing what the big hitters are and the success, what this company allows you to become rather than anything better than a serial winner?
Well, Larry, the real issue, I think, for a lot of us as leaders, the longer we're here, is it's so clear to us the steps of what it takes to be successful, and it's so simple. In our own brains, it's organized in a simple way that we don't doubt it, you know. But I have so many people in my business and so many people in Primerica that want this so bad in their lives. I mean, they want this. This has to work for them. Yet they're not having success. You know, they're not, they're stuck. They've got clutter in their head. You know, they're scared to death. They're paralyzed, like you talk about. They're with that uncertainty, it just keeps them thinking and looking and searching for, like, the right thing to do. And you just really outline through the book, and I think maybe we should talk about, I mean, I think, you know, one of the things about the leadership role that we have to play, as I'm reading the book and I'm thinking about, you know, what stops people, is everybody's different. You know, everybody that we deal with is different. Gurpreet, I love what you're doing on the personal growth side, because most of the people that are stopped right now, that are stuck, that are not having success here, that want it, that show up, that love this thing, I mean, there's some fundamental issues that they haven't learned. There's some things they have not learned how to do. And Gurpreet, you talked about, you know, you started out as a personal producer, and you did that really well. You know, Keith Otto was on Monday. He's the same thing. You know, there's nothing wrong with starting out mastering your craft. You know, but at some point you got to shift. Say, okay, who can I teach to do this? You know, who can I help? And then you start running into people that have doubts and fears. And so, I like, Larry, that this helps us kind of navigate through that. And everybody's at a different spot. You know, we've got to be able to pick out where they're at as a coach and get them through that. You know, and could you talk about that for a minute? I mean, That because that's the hardest thing. I got guys right now texting me and going, man, I gotta. They're like confused. They're just not on the right. The right thing is you got to go meet somebody and build a relationship with and share them with your dreams and goals and what you're trying to accomplish and show them the need in the market. And it seems so easy once you know how to do it. And they go, oh, I get it. People need this. People need help with their money. No one's ever taught them about money. People never have helped them put a game plan together to become financially independent and protect their loved ones. No one's helping the middle class with that. And, oh, you've tied a business opportunity to helping others. I mean, it's so simple for us to get it. So what do we got to do to help people get through the confusion?
Well, one thing is to understand that it's all right. It's not that unusual to be confused, because if you're moving forward in your life, doing bigger and bigger things, newer and newer things, expanding your life, not only with yourself but helping other people, you're going to go through all of these stages. And see, growth and excitement and winning is constantly dealing with confusion and not being panicked by it. You know, we all have, you know, confusion is the beginning of clarity. And so once you understand the process, you know, you got to say, you know, the guys that are texting you, one thing they've done is that's right is they've decided what they want to do and they're getting after it. You never get confused when you're sitting in the chair and you're just, well, I don't, you know, I'm not sure if I want to do that, you know. Until you call a shot and you get after it, you know, you can't start to learn. Confusion sets you up to where you're going to learn. But you're going to be dealing with confusion the rest of your life if you're growing, because you're going to be doing new things. But the thing is, you learn how to deal with it. So you realize it's not a problem. Don't have a heart attack because you're confused. Confusion just sets you up to learn something, because your choices are starting to clear. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do this. I'm confused which way to go. Then you see, once you learn, keep moving forward. Like Richie said, the reason I had a great start was I got started. In the beginning, I was a big hesitator, because I was a big analyzer. I wanted to have all the answers before I got started. You know, I didn't realize you just got to keep going. You're not going to get all the answers at once. But if you have the answers, even in the New Testament where it talks about spiritual growth and spiritual life, it describes it as a walk of faith. You're taking one step forward. You're not retreating. You're moving, and you're not staying. You're moving forward step by step. If you can see one step in front of you, that's all you need until you take that step. I've had people, you know, like on this call, you know, the guy's texting you. You know, it's like, what do I do? What do I do? Well, you're worried about what you're going to do next week, the week after that, the week. Everybody texting you, so confused, you know exactly what the next step is. We all know the next step. Everybody's ever said to me, I don't know who to talk to. I don't know what to do. I said, well, you're lying to yourself. You know the next thing. Until you do the next thing, you're not going to know the stuff after that. So do the next thing. And then, see, that's how you clear your way. You know, you're not going to have a bright and clear day for the rest of your life where you can see, you know, where you're headed all the time, but you know the next direction. And so to me, you figure these things, it's like how you sharpen a knife. You do it with one stroke at a time. It's how you learn anything. You know, you don't learn mathematics by going right out of kindergarten. You know, my niece was sending me pictures of her great niece in school and all the things. Well, she didn't get out of the car and they walk her into nuclear physics, the advanced calculus. You know, she's going to go in there and they're going to teach her addition, one step. And then, you know, if you're, you know, the smarter, more applied you are, the quicker you can move through it. And so, I don't know. Richie, help me out on this one.
Well, I mean, what John is saying is just like you said, Larry, confusion is the beginning of growth. Notice the reason why people have a hard time and get confused in America, because they've had a simple life where they don't have to think. They get up in the morning, they go to work, they come home, they do the same thing tomorrow, they do the same thing next week. It's very simple. They get their life all laid out for them. Well, when people get involved in America, John, they get confused because they're actually trying to do something different. So, and I know you know that. I'm not trying to preach to you. I know you know that, okay? But without being confused, life is simple. Life is broke. In other words, someone like me, I know you're very educated, very able. I can remember you coming to schools when I was just getting started. And I said, I could never be like John Lavin. I could never talk like John. I don't even know the words he's saying. You know what I'm saying? I was confused just trying to think if I could ever talk to anybody because I was out of my element. I wasn't building houses anymore. I was trying to do something else. Okay, and anytime you try and do, no matter what it is, I mean, if you're a golfer and you start playing tennis, you get confused because you don't understand how tennis goes. Okay, it's just it's a long it's part of growth, and it's our job as leaders, okay, to make people understand that. And the leaders that are the most clear and the leaders that are the most understanding, and you hit the nail on the head, John. All people are different. All people are different. You have to deal with confusion of people different. Everybody's got a different confusion. But it's a lot of growth. I mean, it's the beginning of growth. I believe that totally. And when you're not confused, you're just existing, okay? It's a boring life, okay? Because it's up at 8, work till 5, do the same thing tomorrow morning. When people get in Primerica, it's another step. It's like a new play on a football team. When they come up with a new game plan, it's confusing because it's different. It's new. It's going to work. It's going to produce better. That's just part of life.
And the key is not are you confused, but the key is are you pursuing your dreams? It doesn't matter if you're doing what other people think is right for. Are you doing the things that you know are right for you, and are you pursuing it? And see, you got to keep your mind on you and you pursuing what you want to do. And that's like, John, here's what it comes down to. Once you understand that there's only 5 things you go through, you're at 1 of 5 points when you're confused. Either you haven't really got clear and got launched on what your next target is, and all you need is your next target. Like, until I knocked, you know, when I was at Georgia Tech, I hated Georgia Tech. From the first quarter I got there, oh, this is going to be a prison sentence. But I knew I had to deal with it. I knew I needed to have that certificate. I knew if I quit it, I'd have that, you know, if I quit, I would have that hanging over my head the rest of my life. Larry, you're just not, you know, it's boring. It's a bunch of, you know, it's useless. But, you know, people wouldn't have heard what I said. They would have said, Larry, it's just too tough for you. I could not live the rest of my life with people saying Georgia Tech was too tough for me, because it wasn't too tough. It was annoying. You know, I thought it was useless. But anyway, I knew I had to finish it. So I finished. I got it behind me. And that was the goal. It wasn't necessarily an exciting goal. The goal was a life where I could pursue my dreams. And part of it was to get this thing done. A lot of people now, they get in our business, they got to get a license. They don't want to get a license, but if they got to make a decision to get the God blessed license and get it behind you, because that'll open up the other doors. It's not like you set up visions of sugar plums at night. Woo, I want to get a license. Oh, I want to do the prospecting. No, that's your project you got to get through. Like when you were in the room, John, and you know, every time you started over and you're looking at an empty room and you got nobody, nobody cares, nobody's interested, nobody's listening to you, you had to get through, you had to pay a prospecting price. When I went to North Carolina, there's a certain amount of work you got to do to get yourself launched. If you want to win the Olympics, you got to get out there and put in the hours. You know, the number one thing they say it's on the mind of distance runners, all the runners while they're running. They're not running saying, they just had this study I read last week. They're not saying, man, this feels great. Man, I got those endorphins in my mind. I just feel fantastic. You know what the runners are saying to themselves? Man, I hate this. What a drag. I can't wait till this is over. But why do they do it then? Because they want the benefits of it. They want to knock it out and get it. They want to, you know, go through life at a certain level of fitness, or they got a competition coming up. So that's the thing about, you know, the first thing is decide. The second thing is, once you get in, the second point is, you got to go for it. You get half-hearted, you know, just, I'll just do it. No, you got to overdo it. You got to hammer down. When you were starting over 4 times, and like Richie said, the reason I had a good start was because I got started. You know, we got to challenge people. When you start something new, start with enough energy where you, inside your heart, you know, you're giving yourself a chance to win. You're giving yourself the best possible chance to win. I could, anything in my life that I've tried to do, that I've given it everything I've got, I could have accepted failure if I'd given it everything I had, because then I'd say, well, I'm just not good enough. No question about it. I don't have to have any doubts. But the deal is, if you give it everything you got, and it's something you want to do, you probably find out you're good enough. But then the third thing is, the third step along the way of the cycle of winning is, once you get into it, things go wrong, big darn deal. Crap always goes wrong in life. You know, you have a marriage, you go on a vacation, you have kids, you start a new job, you have a new project, you want to get a new promotion, you want to learn a new language. Heaven forbid you take up golf, Richie. You're going to run into problems. You're going to be frustrated so mad you can break clubs. Why do golfers throw the clubs in the water and break them in two? They're doing something they supposedly love because it frustrates the crap out of them, you know? And then they get over that, they figure, they learn something, and they go again. Well, you know, you run into things in life, pursuing dreams of your own, you're going to go through some frustrating stages. That's just life. And so you don't quit. The third step, when you get confused and frustrated by that, you don't quit. You adjust. Just realize it's part of the process. You adjust. You try something else. And eventually, by trying something else, you find what works for you. And this is the uniqueness, John. We all have to find out. First of all, we got to go after the stuff we want to go after. We got to jump in with everything we've got, or it's not going to happen. Then we've got to adjust because we got to find out how we can do it. What works for me may not work for you. Listen, pay attention to the most successful people. They probably got the best ideas. But just because it works for them doesn't mean it works for you. But try it. And then keep adjusting and adjusting it until it starts to work. And then when you get the fourth thing is, when you get close to the finish line, a promotion, you get close to a vacation, you know, you get close to, you know, whatever it is you're going for, finish. The closer you get to the finish line, the more you go into a lockdown mode because you don't want to almost do it. You say to yourself, I didn't do all this stuff just to be, wasting my time. I did it to do it. And you don't say, I want to drive across the country, go to Los Angeles. And you don't drive from the Northeast all the way and you get within, you know, halfway across California in the desert and say, I don't want to go. You know, I've come all this way. I'm just kind of tired. I'm going to turn around and go back to New York. No. You know, go to L.A. You know, you go and enjoy L.A. That's what you were going for, not to go almost to L.A. And so that's the fourth. And then the fifth thing is, once you get through the finish line, keep your eyes open and look at all of the new opportunities that open to you only because you finished, because you did it. And if you keep improving, see, everybody who wins a race, gets a promotion, does something big, does it without perfection. You do it and you realize, man, I could have done that better. I could have done that better. I could have done that better. You know, I wish we'd done that better. Next time we could do this. Hey, remember all those things. Improve all those things. And that sets you up for even bigger success the next time. So, John, a lot of this stuff goes away when you realize you're only at one of 5 points along the cycle of success. And so there's no reason to stall out. So that takes, you know, that releases a lot of people because what you want to discover is your unique cycle of success, starting with you pursuing the things that are uniquely interesting to you to pursue. And then that you jump in with your ability. You give it whatever you've got, you know, like, you know, you're real good with words and analyzing and presentations. And Richie, most of the people in the company, you know, couldn't match you on that. But they could match you maybe with energy and excitement or something like that. So they overdo it with that. But then when you get in there, you make adjustments. You run into problems, you make the adjustments until you find what works for you. And then you finish your race. And then you look at all the opportunities up and you improve. And then you say, okay, next thing I want to go for is this. And so by having all of this happening and pursuing success in different areas of our life, that keeps us balanced, well-rounded, and exciting, fun people accomplishing things. The goal out of this, the book, is to put you in a mindset where you understand how you can live the life you want to live, accomplish the things you want to live, and not be a victim, and not be depressed. It doesn't matter if you're confused along the way. You're going to be confused. But the thing is, are you going where you want to go, and are you making progress? So, John, does that help?
Oh, beautiful. And you know what? I'm just thinking about our people and like getting to district leader, getting a license you spoke about, going to district leader, you know, and they finish that, right? And then they go, okay, what's next? Division. All right, so I got to get better. What do I got to do? I'm going to have to develop some darn districts. I'm going to have to get better. Now I got to teach someone how to do what I just did. So it fits in, you know, because you'd think the end would be RVP, but when you get to RVP, it's time to go to SVP. At this place, you know, we're getting the $1 million. I got to get that done. Now, once I get that done, you know, our team is on it. Everybody's talking about it. You know, I've had to make adjustments. We just didn't blow through $1 million like Mario, okay? So, all right, I've got a different game plan. I got to figure out what we got to get done. I got to go to work on what we got to do, and once I get there, I'm not going to stop. I love what Omar's done. Omar's blown through, you know, almost at $1.2 million now. So he just blew right, you know, and it didn't just happen overnight. We go through different levels of it. So I love this because having these five areas gives us clarity in communicating to our people where they're at and giving them direction. So it's very, from a leadership standpoint, and somebody who's trying to build an organization of leaders, this is wonderful stuff.
Especially the last one. Keep your eyes open when you finish to see what you have. That's our job. And there's the fifth one is most of us have got to that level. Now we've got to be able to sell what we have and what we see and to our people. I mean, of course, it's all a step. I mean, it's getting started. But the last one is to achieve, like where Larry is. He can see he's there, and he's selling us on what he has. And that's what the whole book's about.
Mm.
Absolutely. Gurpreet, jump in here. Gurpreet is, you know, how do you, is this exciting information, is knowing this stuff and having it clear, like you say, the blueprint, the map in your mind, is this, I mean, what effect does that have on people once they get this in their head?
No, well, I love it because, you know, answering the question that John has about confusion, I mean, I believe that people are confused because they're trying to get people to do something they're not willing to do. So I always let people know, you know, that confusion and worry are more exhausting than work. So just do at the level you know how to do, and then we'll keep continuing the journey. Because, you know, everybody's trying to figure out how to get other people to grow, but you grow yourself, you'll attract the leaders. You attract the leaders, you'll find a Larry, a John, a Richie Falcone, and you will be attractive to that person because you have grown. But if you're down here and they're up there, they're attract to your leadership. So keep growing yourself so you can attract big hitters. And then you become a big hitter by doing and doing and doing. And that overdue is the 10,000 hours that I think Chris Coop talks about all the time. And that 5-year, you know, where you have to be an expert at something, it takes 5 years to do it. It's not overnight. So we sell, you know, that work is good, and it's just the work you're doing, you have to keep adjusting. So this is good.
And so anyway, I just want to remind everybody the prices are now $16 on the website for the book, $13 for packages of 25. I think everybody in the company ought to get a bulk order of 25 because you can use it with prospecting. You can use it with your friends. And you can start a conversation about serial winning because it allows you to put the idea of serial winning on the table, and it gives you the thing where you can build relationships with your family and friends and prospects and business that where they understand what you're all about. And you can define that to them. And you can, and you know, and it creates a magnetism. And so to me, everybody, if you want to set yourself apart, you get yourself, you magnetize yourself. You know, you become this thing. If you had 25 of these books, you're passing them out. You're going to be talking about this all the time. You're going to be passing them on to your friends, and it's going to force you to become an expert on serial winning because, you know, you've decided that's how you're going to go forward in your life. And so, anyway, folks, we got to stop talking about, you know, the possibility. We got to get more people involved in this thing. And so, you know, we're like parents. And so if y'all are listening, get in the game. Sit over here and get started. Get your hand, get download that first chapter, and let's get going. I know, realize it's difficult to get people excited about pre-ordering something that they're not going to get until the end of October. But, I mean, October is going to be here for before you know it. And so where are you going to be? So, anyway, let's go real quick. I want to close this out. We all got to run. I promised I'd be done by the top of the hour. And so a real kind of quick one-minute summary from our three leaders. What's the highlight, Gurpreet, that you want people to take away from this morning, the highlight for you?
Well, the highlight is, again, you reviewing it and repetition. I have to repeat, 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 teach, 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 but I have to live, live, live. I have to be a serial winner to attract serial winners.
Absolutely. Richie?
You know, Larry, I've read many, many, many books. If someone who never read books, I've read hundreds of books since I've been involved in Primerica, and almost none of them, other than Not Williams' book, came from someone who's in Primerica. So to have you write this book, someone who's one of us, in the trenches with us, I think it's just, it's invaluable, Larry. I appreciate it. It's going to help so many people. So it's to have someone from our own core writing the book and reading something from someone who I know, who's a friend of mine, who's done exactly what it takes to be successful, I think it's invaluable, Larry.
Absolutely, Rich. And what I like is having something we can give every new person. And so as we teach them the techniques of the business, we can teach them how to keep themselves organized mentally, how to discipline themselves to use the information. Because we spend all our time teaching things to people that they never use because they've never learned how to think. And we've had to learn how to think. We've had to learn how to keep ourselves mentally organized to keep moving forward. And hopefully this book will help them compress the time frames on learning how to do that themselves. Because until you can get yourself to think right, you can't get yourself to act right consistently, and you can never build anything. And so go ahead, John, you want to put a final touch on this?
Yeah, just as we work on these skills, Larry, that are in the book and start developing them with our leaders, this idea of giving the book out as a almost like a prospecting tool, as a conversation opener that lets us share with people what we're up to and why we're up to it, and to ask them questions about themselves and what their goals and dreams are and what they want to accomplish, and if they keep doing what they're doing, when will that happen, and to be able to introduce people to the vehicle of Primerica as a way to achieve their goals and dreams, and by teaching people how to think, we're developing a business that gives us total freedom. You know, I look at your lifestyle, Larry, and I know you've gone through some health issues, but the reality is you've gone through those health issues in luxury. I mean, you travel back and forth from West Palm Beach to Aspen, and now, you know, I mean, you live a great life, a free life, a life on your terms, and that all happened because you mastered the principles that you're sharing with all of us. And it's something I know everybody wants more time and more freedom, and they want to be able to control their life. They don't know how to do it. And marketing financial services is not the key. It's the development of teams and developing of leaders. And you've given us great fundamentals to teach people how to think. So thank you very much.
Yeah, John, it's my goal that people can use this book to get, you know, to grow their business, grow their life, not only for themselves, but they can get everybody in their universe to see themselves as a serial winner and what they're doing in business serial winner and something they can offer to them. I want people to see Primerica as a home for serial winners, not where we do financial services, not where, you know, you can make money in sales, not where you can make money just building an organization and offices every day, where you can become a serial winner, where you can build, you know, success in business, success in personal life, success in pursuing, becoming what you were put on the planet to be. And that's where real fulfillment and satisfaction comes, not from saying I got 100 RVPs, I got so much money in the bank. Success comes from living the life that you were put here to live. And so that's how hopefully the book will help us define what we have to offer to people. And so that's why, I mean, we should be buying these things like candy and passing them out, because it helps us control the dialogue in the direction that we want it to go. Hey, thanks you guys so much. Fantastic job. And let's do it big. See you, bye.
Thank you. See you, everybody. I'm fired up. Thanks, bud.